What's going on, guys? What's going on? What's going on? It is me, Jarrell Jackson, better known as Life Coach Jarrell, and I'm your certified professional life coach. And of course, I am here to shift and navigate you to becoming the best version of yourself. I definitely would like to say thank you so much for Anchor.fm and Facebook and Snapchat, Twitter and Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, and just all of the other platforms who have really been allowing me to broadcast my podcast over their station. The love that you guys show once again does not go unnoticed. So thank you so much. What's going on, everybody? Like, what y'all been doing? I know y'all are like, no, what have you been doing? Because you haven't been posting podcasts for like the last 3 weeks. So guys, like the old me would say, I apologize for not posting any podcasts for the last 3 weeks. But I am learning that there is no need to apologize for things or actions with myself that are not harming myself or harming other people. Over the last 3 weeks, guys, I've really just been doing a lot of self-evaluating. I've been doing a little traveling here and there. I kind of was feeling kind of sickly 1 week, so I was just allowing my body to rejuvenate, reset, and prepare to re-enter into this next season of life. So I've just been allowing myself to live and to breathe. And that's one of the best experiences that I have been able to accomplish over the last 3 weeks. Had the opportunity to visit Dallas not once, but twice. Had the opportunity to see my favorite male artist of all time, Chris Brown, in concert. And guys, I literally went nuts. Like, I lost my mind. Had the opportunity to link up with really, really close friends that I've been knowing now for 16 plus years. And we're just like one big family. And we all just had time to just hang out and kick it and just be into the presence of each other. So the last 3 weeks, guys, have been really, really good for me. And I hope that they've been that way for you as well. But sometimes when you hang out and you kick it and you vacation, you have to come back to reality and you have to get back on the bandwagon and you have to come back and you have to do what you love the best. And one of those things that I love doing is podcasting. So I am here tonight with this week's segment. And I want to talk about take a hint from the weather. Take a hint from the weather. Now, depending on where you live, you know, what city or state you're in, you all are probably experiencing what we are experiencing here in Little Rock, Arkansas. And that experience is weather change. Now we are starting to wake up in the morning and there's frost on the windows and we're having to pull out the jackets and the coats and the scarves a little bit, and people are starting to pull out those, you know, UGG boots, and people are now beginning to say, well, hey, now my electricity bill can kind of go down because I don't have to worry about blasting the AC because the weather's changing. And when I see all of the changes going around with clothing and bills and eating and sleeping and just many, many different things that come along with weather changes. You know, you go into grocery stores and you start seeing things like Halloween candy and Thanksgiving decorations and Christmas decorations, and so many other things begin to shift. I don't know about you guys, but I am a big holiday person. Like, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are my three favorite holidays. So my mindset, my emotions, and my feelings begin to shift a little bit around this time of year. I become a little bit more calm. I become a little bit more settled. I become a little bit more gelled. I like that word better, just a little bit more gelled. And what I notice from that is there's change. There's constantly change around this time of year, not only for me, but for so many others. And we have to learn how to take these specific hints from the weather. What I do know to be true is that we come across many people in our lives and in this lifetime. Some of us work for many companies in this lifetime. Some of us love not once, not twice, but many times in this lifetime. We date many people in this lifetime, or we try to get to know people or many people in this lifetime. And when I say many people, I'm not saying like 9 or 10, but you know, you just come across people that you have connections with. You come across jobs that are just really, really good for you in that moment and in that time. But just like the weather changes, people, situations, love, interest, all of those things change over time. And if you think about what we do around this season, when the weather starts to change, we start looking at the news every day to see what the weather is going to be like for the week so we can plan what we're going to wear. Around this time of the year in grocery stores, people begin to stock up on more hearty foods, more vegetables, things to make soups and chilies and goulashes and gumbo and things like that. Or now you're going to start seeing more turkeys and more hams and things like that in the store because people are adapting to the change. And I really want to encourage everyone out there in podcast land, when you are experiencing a shift with people, with jobs, with circumstances, with situations, with finances, when you can start seeing that things are beginning to shift a little bit and they're beginning to change, I want you to learn how to adjust yourself to the change. Sometimes what people do is they say, oh, well, it's cold outside, but you know what? I'm going to still keep wearing the stuff that I want to wear. I'm going to keep wearing my short sleeve shirts and my shorts, and it's okay. I can handle it. And then a couple of weeks later or the next week, you know, somebody's, oh, I have the flu, or I'm sick, or I had pneumonia, or I have strep throat or something like that. And, you know, our parents would say it all the time. Well, I told you that you should have put on some better clothes, or you should have put a hat on your head. You know, it was getting cold out there, but you didn't want to listen. So we ended up as children sometimes, you know, having consequences of catching a cold. And that's one thing with life. When people are really kind of shifting on you and things are going left and they've always been going right, don't think that it's okay for you to disregard those red flags and those situations or things. Begin to acknowledge them and say, well, hey, there's a shift that's going on, so I need to adjust and I need to shift with it. Things with your finances, when you kind of start seeing that money is kind of flowing a little bit more, but you're spending more than you're actually saving, and you see the concern, shift. Say, hey, there's some things that's going on that I'm not really, really liking with my finances. So I'm going to do something a little bit better, and I'm going to try to basically save a little bit more. Your interactions with people. When you start seeing that people have been 100% consistent with you and you've been liking it and you've been enjoying it, and then all of a sudden those actions begin to change. Don't get upset. Don't get mad. Just go with the shift. Because one thing that I do know is this: when your mind is open, your heart is open, your eyes are open, and your ears are open, that means that you are aware. And the only way that you can be 100% in all of those areas is that you have to be tuned in and in tune with who you are. You have to say, hey, I know what feels good to me and I know what doesn't feel good to me. And I'm seeing some things that I don't like, or I'm seeing some things that I love. And if you can see things that you love and they're going in a good direction, go ahead and shift anyway. Shift and start doing more things that you absolutely love to get you more of that love. That's what this is all about. That's what I mean by taking a hint from the weather. You don't want to go against what reality is telling you, because when you do that, you're going to choose to suffer. Take what's going on with the weather and the changes and the shifts that you see around you, that you're doing and that others are doing, and apply those things to your everyday life. If the conversations with yourself don't seem right, shift them and change them to what you want them to be. If the conversations with your loved ones or your family members or your friends don't seem right and they're more toxic than positive, shift the conversation to what you want it to be. If that education or that job is not what you need it to be, or it's not what you thought it could be, shift and change your interest to a new direction and pray and hope that you can have what you have. when those loved ones, that boyfriend, that girlfriend, that husband, that wife, that fiance, whatever, when they begin to shift on you, change of attitude, change of communication, change of determination, when those things begin to happen, don't be upset, don't be mad, just prepare to shift. Because as they are shifting and you're shifting too, whenever or whatever the outcome will be in any of these situations, finances, school, love, jobs, whatever, you won't be caught up in a whirlwind and lost or caught off guard. So it's always best to, once again, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your heart open, pay attention to that gut feeling. You know, we talked about that a couple of podcasts back, but keep all of that stuff in mind and be prepared. So when things get tough, you're prepared. When things get easy, you're prepared. When things become absolutely beautiful for you, you were so prepared to receive it that when it does come to you, it's nothing unfamiliar to you. It's something that you prepared for. So once again, take a hint from the weather, guys. Get your shift on, get your change on. Do you, love you, be blessed. So once again, guys, this is Jarrell Jackson, better known as Life Coach Jarrell. And once again, if you guys want to leave a message for the podcast, and if it has helped you, be sure to leave me a message. You guys can reach out to me at trustjarrell@gmail.com. The website is actually going to be in the process over the next couple of months, guys, of being revamped. I have some new branding ideas. I was just actually talking to my good work friend, Tania, about that this morning. But I have some new things in mind that I'm so excited about introducing in the new year. But November will be the last month for the podcast for this year. December, once again, is holiday season, and I plan on doing a lot of things, of course, with family, and I'm just a huge Christmas person, as I stated earlier, and I don't want to feel so rushed or pushed to do podcasts that last month of the year. That's going to be my time to really focus on me and to pray and to meditate and to get 100% clear about what I am wanting to release and what I am willing to open up and accept as I get ready to go into the new year. So once again, I will be bringing you guys new content these last few weeks. So you'll have a podcast on Wednesday of next week, I'm sorry. And then the four Wednesdays in the month of November. And then after that, the podcast will be on pause until the beginning of 2020. So if you guys have any topics that you want me to address, if you know me personally or you follow me on any social media platform, I truly, truly ask that you guys reach out to me and say, hey, Jarrell, I have a topic. Do you mind talking about this? Or I would like to hear you talk about it and what your views are on this subject. And guys, I would love to interact with you guys. If you want to follow me on Facebook, please follow me at Trust Jarrell Reloaded. That's J-A-R-E-L-L. Reloaded is R-E-L-O-A-D-E-D. So once again, that's Trust Jarrell Reloaded. You also can follow me on Instagram at LifeCoach_Jarrell. So I'm like all over on social media. 9 times out of 10 in 2020, we will start back doing the live broadcast on Facebook and Periscope to get a little bit more familiar and to put myself out there with people more and more. So thank you guys for all the love. Thank you for the support. Be blessed. Remember, guys, if the weather's changing, bundle up, protect your energy, protect your health, and I will catch you guys back here on next Wednesday. Love you much.